Do you know, I sometimes think, began the idiot, opening and shutting the silver cover of his watch several times with a snap, with the probable and not altogether laudable purpose of calling his landlady's attention to the fact, of which she was already painfully aware, that breakfast was 15 minutes late.
"Do you, really?"
interrupted the schoolmaster, looking up from his book with an air of mock surprise.
"I am sure I never should have suspected it."
"Indeed," returned the idiot, undisturbed by this reflection upon his intellect. "I really don't know whether that is due to your generally unsuspicious nature, or to your shortcomings as a mind-reader." "There are some minds," put in the landlady at this point, "that are so small that it would certainly ruin the eyes to read them." "I have seen many such," observed the idiot, suavely. "Even our friend the bibliomaniac at times has seemed to me to be very absent-minded. And that reminds me, doctor," he continued, addressing himself to the medical boarder, "what is the cause of absent-mindedness?"
"That," returned the doctor, ponderously, "is a very large question. Absent-mindedness, generally speaking, is the result of the projection of the intellect into surroundings other than those which, for want of a better term, I might call the corporeally immediate."
"So I have understood," said the idiot, approvingly. "And is absent-mindedness acquired or inherent?" Here the idiot appropriated the role of his neighbor.
"That depends largely upon the case," replied the doctor, nervously. "Some are born absent-minded, some achieve absent-mindedness, and some have absent-mindedness thrust upon them."
"As illustrations of which we might take, for instance, I suppose," said the idiot, "the born idiot, the borrower, and the man who is knocked silly by the pole of a truck on Broadway."
"Precisely," replied the doctor,
glad to get out of the discussion so easily. He was a very young doctor and not always sure of himself.
"Or," put in the schoolmaster, "to condense our illustrations, if the idiot would kindly go out upon Broadway and encounter the truck, we should find the three combined in him."
The landlady here laughed quite heartily and handed the schoolmaster an extra strong cup of coffee.
"There is a great deal in what you say," said the idiot, without a tremor. "There are very few scientific phenomena that cannot be demonstrated in one way or another by my poor self. It is the exception, always, that proves the rule. And in my case you can find a consistent converse exemplification of all three branches of absent-mindedness."
"He talks well," said the bibliomaniac, sotto voce, to the minister.
"Yes, especially when he gets hold of large words. I really believe he reads," replied Mr. Whitechoker.
"I know he does," said the schoolmaster, who had overheard. "I saw him reading Webster's Dictionary last night. I have noticed, however, that generally his vocabulary is largely confined to words that come between the letters A and F, which shows that as yet he has not dipped very deeply into the book."